today we have Melanie Cutting with us again, so it's time for another episode of Back to the Movies. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you. And it is today just me. Mm-hmm. Jerry has accompanied me for the past couple of weeks, but he's not available today. So, plus, honestly, the movie that I saw, he did not have much to say about it. So he said, "You talk about that one." I said, "Okay, fine." Anyway, the movie that we both saw and I liked and he did not much like was called Moana 2, and it's playing at the Maison de Cinema. It may also be at the cinema, the Galaxy Cinema as well, because they often have the same movies, but it's certainly at the Maison de Cinema, which is where I typically see my movies. So I had been interested to see Moana 2 8 years ago, as it turned out. I think we had gone off again to the movie theater to see the first one, Moana 1. Of course, it's a Disney movie and it's making a ton of money. It's just raking in the cash. It has now gone beyond Frozen as having, you know, just huge, huge audience appeal. And people are, I think, largely small children are heading off to the movie theaters to see this. And I decided I would watch Moana 1 on television because it's 8 years later, it is, of course, on the Disney Plus channel. And I loved it. And I said, I don't remember very much about this movie just because it goes back quite a ways. There were some very charming aspects to it, which just struck me again. I said, this really, I mean, not everybody is a big Disney fan, and there's a certain cutesy quality that not everybody enjoys about Disney movies, but this is one I really liked. So this was the Moana, which, as I mentioned, is on the Disney Channel on television. And I said, before I go see Moana 2, I will see Moana, re-see Moana 1. And again, just gorgeous, really, frankly, really worth watching on your television. And then if you want to go on from there and go to the movies to see Moana 2, which, as I say, is just making a pile of money, also very good. And it has essentially the same cast. Very charming young woman who plays Moana. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays the demigod Maui. And he's very funny. And he's a wonderful, wonderful character in both movies. And he's very similar in both movies. He's huge. He's a mountain of a man, in this cartoon. And he has a bunch of, tattoos on him. And the tattoos, a lot of them are of him. And they kind of talk to each other and they talk to him. And it's just, I'm not sure whose idea this was to put it into the movie, but it actually lends a lot to the movie in terms of humor. He is, he's quite skilled. He's quite a skilled, comic actor. So anyway, it's, Dwayne The Rock and this very lovely young woman. And in this edition, when they go off on their quest, and there is, needless to say, a quest, Moana has become a wayfinder, and she has determined that what she needs to do now that she's basically become the wayfinder, and she's got lots of skills to her name, she needs to continue exploring and bring all the people of the ocean, I'm assuming that means the South Pacific, bring South Pacific people together. So that is her quest. And she, needless to say, needs some help from her friend, the demigod. And it works. I won't give you a whole lot of giveaways. I will say that, if you are not a fan of movies in which the characters break into song periodically, and sing songs that you're likely to hear in a Disney movie, most of which have been written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's making, again, a ton of money from this kind of thing. You might not like the movie. I think one of the reasons that Jerry was less interested in this one and really quite liked the first one, he just said, yeah, you know, it's not, there's not as much fun stuff going on, and there's a lot of singing. So that's true. There's a lot of singing, but that didn't bother me very much because it doesn't take very much time. And the fun stuff is quite fun. A chicken and sort of a small pig are her pets, and they accompany her on her wayfinder voyages. And another group that they run into is they're like little coconut people. I forget what they're called exactly, but they're very cute and they're very fierce and they're a little coconut. So that I must admit I found quite fun to watch. And on this quest, along with Moana and the pig and the chicken and Maui, the demigod, they have kind of a young woman who's quite skilled in many areas and a young man who is he's kind of an artist. And they have an old guy who's a farmer, and his role on the quest is basically to raise food for them. Again, won't go into great detail, but it is it's nicely done. I must admit, I very much enjoyed it. I thought, you know, get past all the songs and just, you know, sit back in the theater, which is very comfortable, and enjoy the show. The Disney still knows how to make a good movie, and the studio is particularly good at showcasing young women as the heroines, if you like. And that's what he has done. Something I read earlier today is that the amount of money they've made after 2 weekends of release, here's how much Moana 2 has made as of December 8th in the U.S., $300,039,000. That's a lot of money. Internationally, it's, again, $300 million and up. So it is a gold mine. Again, it's a gold mine. Again, if you hate Disney, don't go. If you think, oh, I kind of enjoy Disney, as I do, then you'll enjoy this one. And you may want to see it now in the movie theaters, and you may want to see it in probably within the year when it ends up on Disney Plus TV. Okay, so that's the movie that we saw this week, and we did see only one movie this week because in the past we were getting a little overkill on movies. So we said we're going to watch this one movie and just enjoy it. So we did, but there are more movies coming down the pike, and I can tell you what they are. There's some cartoons, but those are not coming until the 20th of December. But coming sooner than that, like Friday, 13th of December, there are two movies which are probably going to get a lot of attention. One is called The Lord of the Rings. It's a Lord of the Rings movie, and it's a kind of a feature-length cartoon. And it's a very kind of a grown-up-looking cartoon, and it's called The War of the Rohirrim. So I watched a little bit about that, and I thought, okay, this doesn't look like my cup of tea necessarily, but it certainly could be someone else's, especially if you are if you continue after all these years to be a Lord of the Rings fan. It's more Lord of the Rings coming your way. And the other movie, which is again starting on Friday, is called Kraven the Hunter. And this is again, not a movie that I'm going to be nuts about, but it's a Marvel movie. So there are lots of people in the viewing audience who will probably want to go and see on the very big screen a Marvel movie, and it's an iconic villain, what they call him, played by a very handsome young actor named Aaron Taylor Johnson, and he's a villain. So I guess if you are someone who loves Marvel, the Marvel universe, then this would be one that you would want to check out. Again, the nice thing about going to the movies is A, popcorn, and B, you get good seats and in kind of plush theaters, and it's an enjoyable experience, generally more enjoyable than if you're sitting at home, except you don't have all the freedom to just flip it off and go off and get a snack, but you can go down to the box office and get yourself something to eat. So I would recommend the movies that we've seen already, I think are good. If you haven't seen Wicked, you have to go see Wicked. That's all there is to it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, Wicked is the one to see. And the one, another one to see, I shouldn't have just said one to see, is a movie called Conclave, about choosing a new pope. Very well acted and very interesting. That's still there. Gladiator 2, which we also saw, is another one, which is still there. And I think it continues to be in both English and French. Yes, it does. Yeah, which is a good sign. If you like, again, goes back quite a ways now, but if you liked Gladiator 1, the Russell Crowe epic, you are really going to like this one. And it's not to everybody's taste, one more time, but it's good for what it is. And finally, I will mention that the Les Aventuriers Voyageurs, not Les Grands Explorateurs, who they have a series of movies throughout the year. And movie that is playing in all the theaters, not just our little theater or even our two little theaters here in Sherbrooke, but around the province, are places travel. They're essentially travel films, and they've already been to Amsterdam and the Netherlands. That was back in November, and Greece as well, also in November, and they're now, but not for much longer, in Germany. And the movie that they are presenting after this one is Egypt. So January coming up, if you are interested in finding out some information about Egypt, as told by people who have, they're not professional filmmakers, but apparently they do a wonderful job of presenting their travels. So Egypt is up next, followed in February by Borneo and Singapore. So don't discount these movies. They are, in fact, quite fun, and they're very different from the commercial films that most people head off to the Maison Cinema to go and see. So I think that's about it for me. It's something like $9 if you're an adult, and if you buy like a movie pass, it's a $9 entry each time. So that's not a bad deal. And it's one that I think most of us can afford. That's it. So that's my Back to the Movies show for today.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie, cutting Back to the Movies. Have a good week, Melanie.
Yeah, you too.